right, continuing the conversation. Again, that big rally in Virginia today. Be very careful what you hear coming out of Richmond today. Because Americans that believe in the Second Amendment are exercising their First Amendment rights to go to Richmond, Virginia. And the Washington Post and NBC and others have tried to present the Virginia gun rally in opposition to all of the laws being proposed by Governor Blackface and his colleagues as somehow it's Charlottesville 2.0. In fact, NBC said it's a bunch of white nationalists getting together in Richmond. No, it's gun supporters getting together in Richmond to talk about supporting guns and gun rights. But of course, they're turning it into it's a bunch of white nationalists. They want that narrative. They want the narrative of somehow it's racist to want to be a gun owner. It's and so any gun owner in America that's black or Hispanic or Asian, whatever, if you don't fit the mold of a white guy with a Confederate flag in the back window of his pickup truck and two teeth missing, you know, it's nonsense. By the way, a similar event being held today, noon, state capitol in Lansing. If you're not too late, get on your horse and ride it. The event begins at noon. On the phone with me is Christopher Bishop. He's one of the organizers of the rally here in Lansing. Christopher, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm responding well to the beatings. Thank you for asking.
Well, tell them to let up.
Yeah, well, you know, they'll let up when my morale changes. Anyhow, Christopher, tell me what's going on in Lansing today. Give me a bit of an overview of a rundown, would you please?
Yep. We decided to go ahead and make Michigan's voice heard in conjunction, or rather in solidarity, for what's happening in Virginia. And in just a short period of time, we've garnered almost 800 members of a Facebook group and started a rally, starts at noon. And I thank you for being participants, sir.
Yeah, I'll be there talking a little bit. You know, people think that it can't happen in Michigan. And, you know, but here's the thing.
I'm afraid that they're so very wrong.
They're sorely mistaken. I agree with you because here's the thing. I don't think people believe it could happen in Virginia either. Now, in Virginia, the national news media has been relatively dishonest, and that's no shock to anybody. But the fact of the matter is, it was the courts that redrew the voting districts in Virginia that allowed the Democrats to capture enough seats to take over the state house and state senate in Virginia. And as a result of that, the governor there, who is the guy who has appeared in blackface and Ku Klux Klan garb, he's the real white nationalist, obviously, who dressed that way. He's pushing these gun laws in an effort to save his political skin, and it's repugnant, and the people of Virginia are pushing back. I wonder where it goes. And so here's my point to voters in Michigan. Don't kid yourself. If the Democrats had control of the state house and state senate here in Michigan, I think we'd see some similar proposals, don't you?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, there's the House bill, and well, they're trying to push red flag laws currently in the state of Michigan. And, you know, we have to stand up against that first and foremost today and tomorrow and make our voice be heard. That's, you know, let alone are we standing in solidarity, you know, united we stand for Virginia. But we need our voices heard today loudly that we will not accept any more infringements upon any of our constitutional rights. And the red flag laws are just, they're ridiculously...
They're overbroad is what they are. They're overbroad. You know, the Baker Act has been in Florida for 35 years. The Baker Act is something that works well in Florida. It's been time-tested over 35 years, which is you don't get arrested. If you're a little bit out of your head, they call the police. You might be taken into custody for a day, but they don't come take your guns and take everything away from you. They just impound you for a day, potentially, figure out what's going on. Red flag laws are something completely different, where an ex-spouse or somebody down the street, that Gruber, you know, he's crazy, which he is to a point, and I agree with him. but to come say, we're going to, you know, give us all your guns. No. Or we're just going to bust your door down and, you know, and haul it all off and haul you to jail if you refuse to comply. That's the part about red flag laws that frighten me. And in some states, it can take a year or more to get your personal private property returned after it's found that you are not a danger to anyone else or yourself. It can still take a year or more to get your guns returned. That is what's frightening to me, Christopher.
I absolutely agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Hearsay and bias.
Rumors.
Completely.
Gossip.
Completely no due process.
Right. Rumors and gossip.
These
you got it.
Draconian laws need to stop.
So, all right, it starts at noon. It's going to be cold down there. You'll be on the steps of the state capitol, correct?
Yes, sir, it is. Starts at noon. State capitol, the east steps, and then the lawn. The
all
adjacent
right.
lawn.
Yeah, the snow
and,
drift.
Yeah, that's our biggest concern in Michigan right now. And you make a very good point. There was no way people would have believed that this could be happening in Virginia, and it is.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson's home state.
It's happening in Washington. You know, look at California and New York.
You got it. All right, we got to leave it right there. Christopher, greatly appreciate you jumping on unexpectedly. I know we just kind of phone bombed you. Greatly appreciate it.
I really appreciate it. I hope my GPS wasn't interfering too much with the call.
No, you're good.
And, you know, God bless America, and thank you so much, Steve. Looking forward to meeting you, sir.
All right, we'll see you down there. It starts at noon. It's basically rallying in support of the Virginia gun owners and also suggesting that politicians in Michigan listen to their constituents, you included. You included right here. By the way, the holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off a 2019 model with no payments for 90 days. 2019 base model started $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing. For additional savings, all this makes it even easier to get the side-by-side unlike any other. So whether you're itching to hit the trails or put this hand-assembled beast to work, you can believe it's 70 years of rugged heritage is up to the task. Hurry to your Roxor dealer today and get out there. Restrictions do apply. Please see your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com for complete details. Roxor, a proud partner of the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats. Accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can.